Todd.
Clay, what's going on?
We're going to put you on the spot here. And we're going to put you on the spot with a lot of questions here. But Titans,
we never do
next
that, do we
year.
Don't?
Over under right now, when you think about what kind of number just comes to your mind?
I think right now, based on talent alone, they're a 7 or 8-win football team. But I will say that with this caveat, when you talk about NFL win totals, it starts and ends with their schedule. I mean, outside
it is going to be a tough schedule next year, I think.
Plus, they have 23 free agents.
Yeah.
Well, the big thing is outside of the 6 divisional games, so much of it will hinge on what the NFL hands down. You take the Kansas City Chiefs as a prime example this year. Injuries aside, I mean, they weren't a 10-win football team last year. They were the beneficiaries of having a pretty soft schedule and ran with it a year ago. This year they came back to earth and, you know, look like they're going to end with either 6 or 7 wins as a result.
Todd Furman, our man in Vegas, Caesars Entertainment, helps set lines, and we love visiting with Todd. Todd, has anything – you've been paying attention, obviously, to the bowl season in greater detail than me because I haven't at all yet. Has anything surprised you one way or the other so far?
The only thing that's really surprised me so far, Brent, is that anybody out there can call these bowl games. I mean, I've watched the quality of play for some of these teams. Western Michigan, Purdue yesterday, fun game to watch, but was reading some folks who believe that it was controlled by somebody playing PlayStation 2 at this point. You know, yeah. six turnovers, multiple onside kicks. I mean, these games have the feeling of exhibitions more than they do a postseason reward for teams.
Especially
even well during the season.
Down the stretch, that NC State-Louisville decision-making, it was like the coaches were playing a game of Mad Libs and nobody knew what the correct answer was.
The worst part about that is Tom O'Brien is typically one of the best bowl coaches, and he was able to get away with a win, but why not punt that ball deep and force Teddy Bridgewater to drive the length of the field instead of turning the ball over at the 35?
Or if you're going to go for it, do something that's unexpected as opposed to running it off tackle up the middle. At least go play action and throw, because the clock's going to stop either way if you don't get it. So it's not like you're forcing them to take an additional timeout by running it.
Well, that's the one thing with some of these games. And, you know, from a gambling standpoint, I tell people all the time, and you talk about key numbers, how important it is to get point spreads around a 3. In bowl games, every point matters because so many of these teams will go for 2 late in games. They'll make unconventional decisions, and they'll just look to really try and have fun with the game instead of playing it tight to the vest, especially with these second-tier games. A little bit different when you talk about the SEC big boys and Big Ten teams who really want something to prove.
Todd, I was looking at the SEC games. Every SEC team, except for LSU currently, is favored. And LSU's playing an SEC team.
The one thing about that, and I know folks always talk about how well the SEC performs in bowl games and, you know, look to bet on certain conferences. The reality of it is bookmakers factor all that into the equation. So we know people are going to want to bet on the SEC based on the strength that they've shown throughout the course of the year, what the media tells us. So you're going to see all those teams favored. The real key is trying to find an SEC team who's in a bowl game that doesn't want to be there. Last year, Georgia was the poster child for that. You know, they didn't show up against Central Florida.
All right. We're going to pick the games against you. Should we start the picks now?
I don't think that's fair,
man. We
can
start the picks now, and I will let you guys lead off. I believe the first game involving an SEC team is Wake Forest, Mississippi State, and the Music City Bowl right in your guys' backyard.
Are you recording this, the picks?
We record everything
yeah,
on this
yeah.
show.
Okay, so what is the line here? Mississippi State is favored by how many?
Mississippi State is a 7-point favorite right now in this game against Wake Forest.
So are we going straight up or are we going against
No, we're going against the number. We're not picking winners. I'm going with Mississippi State on this game.
I would side with you, Clay, in this spot. I really think Mississippi State is a team who is going to take full advantage of their bowl preparation. You saw what Dan Mullen's squad did last year against Michigan, and I think this is a team who underachieved throughout the course of the year. They've named Chris Rolfe as their starter. Not sure that really matters. I just don't think Wake Forest has the speed on either the offensive or defensive side of the ball. So I will side with you and lay the 7 with Mississippi State in that game.
I was going to go Wake Forest, but you just convinced me to go Mississippi State.
You have to give the mayor a chance to pick because you just convinced him otherwise.
I'll have to let Brent go. Brent can lead off the next game then.
All right.
With Cincinnati and Vanderbilt.
I'm in all seriousness, I was going Mississippi State in this. So we all three go Mississippi State with 7 points. Against Wake Forest. Cincinnati Vanderbilt here at the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl coming up Friday, 5:40 p.m. kickoff. I need to work all that in. Vanderbilt favored by 2. Cincinnati going to name their starting quarterback tomorrow after practice. Either way, I like Vanderbilt even with the 2 points, and I'm going to go Commodores.
I'm going Vandy too.
Man, I'm not sure this is good if we all agree. I think this is a game where I'd side with you guys as well. I know Zach Caleros, I'd say with about 95% certainty, he will be named the starting quarterback for Cincinnati in that game. I just think this is a rare chance where Vanderbilt will actually be the more physical and aggressive of the two teams involved. I think when you have 4 or 5 weeks to prepare for Cincinnati's spread offense, you know, James Franklin won't let these boys take this bowl game lightly. And everyone remembers the last time Vanderbilt was in a bowl game and they were able to handle Boston College with ease.
All right, Virginia and Auburn, War Damn Eagle?
What's
question
the line?
Mark?
What's the line?
Auburn by 2.5, is that right, Todd?
Yep, Auburn listed as a 2.5-point favorite, headed to 3 in a lot of locations right now.
All right, I'm going Virginia.
Yeah, I'm going Virginia too.
Man, 3 for 3 with these percentage picks. Hey, either you guys are going to put me out of business or my reads on these teams aren't nearly as good as I thought. I think Virginia is a team with Coach Mike London who will be focused and really see this game as a reward in the Chick-fil-A Bowl. I think I'm real curious, along with most people in the SEC, to see how Auburn performs offensively without Gus Malzahn there. And this is just a Tiger team that I think is one-dimensional. So when you've had extensive time to prep, you know, I'll take my chances with Virginia as an underdog, despite the fact I think the SEC is a much better conference than the ACC.
All right, can we do one more, and then we'll come back from a break, or do you want to go to break now? Can you come back with us, Todd?
Yeah, no problem, guys.
Let's go ahead and
carry on to the next segment.
Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll open the phones, too. So if people want to, when we get done picking the SEC games, they want to ask Todd about a specific game.
Well, then we've got the over-unders, too, that I set that I want to hear. I tried to be a professional bookmaker here, Todd. I tried to set the over-unders for 2012 SEC teams.
All right, so we'll do that. Over-unders for SEC teams.
I want to hear if Todd thinks I'm a fool.
Year. All right, well, I mean, he might say that anyway.
It's going to be true.
All right, 737-1045-866-492-ZONE. Mr. Grissom Salads, 3HL-1045-THE-ZONE.